Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of the History of Things podcast. I'm your host, Mark, and with all this COVID stuff happening right now, I found myself with a ton of time on my hands, and I figured I'd give a podcast a try. I love the history, especially of objects and things, and so I figured today's topic would be on my passion in life, ATVs. Something I know a little bit about, and I thought it would be a good test run. So without further ado, let's talk about the history of ATVs. So it seems like the ATVs have been around forever. From the research I've done, it seems like one of the first ATVs to make an appearance was in 1961. It was designed and produced in Toronto, Canada, and it was called the Jigger, J-I-G-E-R. The Jigger was a 5.5 horsepower, 200-pound, six-wheel drive ATV that could go both on land and water. It's very much the same as the Argo that we know of today. The Jigger was marketed as a go-anywhere type vehicle, and it was a huge hit with sportsmen and military alike. By 1965, the Jigger was popular and being mass-produced. But, however, in 1968, the company fell into financial hardship and the production of the Jigger came to a halt. But around the same time that the Jigger was phasing out of production, a new type of ATV was about to enter the market. This was called the Sperry Rand Tricart. The design for this three-wheeler came in 1967 and production started in 1968. It's unclear when the Tricart's reign was finished, but an estimated 40,000 units were sold over a period of few years. The Tricart had a 5-horsepower Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine and an interesting molded fiberglass shell. Its configuration was going to be quite different than the Japanese competitors would be unveiling in the near future. It truly only sat one person, but the ads actually show a second passenger riding on the hump behind the driver. Now, considering there wasn't a padded seat and a suspension on this thing was non-existent, I'm sure the passenger time on the Tricart was very short-lived. They would not have been comfortable at all. The advertising campaign featured the slogan, "Go Tricarting." Apparently, there were many companies that came and went with the dreams of creating the popular ATV, but no one could have ever compared to the first three-wheeler that Honda debuted in 1970. So around the early 70s, the market for two-wheeled bikes was starting to fade somewhat. So Honda decided they wanted to create something new to capture a completely new market. So 1970 saw the debut of Honda's first ever three-wheeled all-terrain cycle, an ATC. It was a huge hit. It was marketed as a recreational vehicle, and it was actually portrayed in the James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever and a few hit TV shows like Magnum PI and Heart to Heart. This three-wheeler was called the Honda US 90, and it had a whopping 7 horsepower, and it sold for $595. It wasn't long before farmers and agricultural people figured out that this trike would be an asset. The ATC would actually cost so much less than a tractor, and it would only consume 8% of the amount of fuel a tractor would need to run. So the new era had begun. A few short years after the Honda ATC debuted, the other manufacturers would come out with their own version. In 1979, Yamaha brought out its YT125 trimoto three-wheeler. A couple years later, Kawasaki would join the group with their KLT200 three-wheeler. Suzuki wasn't far behind, but Suzuki had much bigger plans. They were going to do something that changed the ATV realm forever. So 1982 was a huge year for the ATC world. Suzuki would debut their two versions of three-wheelers, and they were called the ALT-125D and the ALT-50D, which is a smaller kid version. But remember I told you that Suzuki had bigger plans? Their next ace up their sleeve was the world's first four-wheeler, an actual ATV. It would revolutionize the ATV world as we knew it then. This new four-wheeler was called the Quad Runner 125. It came equipped with its own odometer and five forward gears and one reverse. The previous models from other manufacturers didn't come with a reverse, so this was pretty big and it revolutionized the ATV world. In the same year, Honda brought out its first official utility-based ATC. It was called the ATC 200E Big Red. It had racks on both the front and the rear. It had a bigger engine as well, so it soon became a huge hit with hunters, ranchers, and farmers, making the ATC sales grow considerably. 1984 was Honda's biggest sale year to date, selling some 370,000 units, and they captured 69% of the ATC market in US that year. And this is why they are still known for their durability and longevity to this day. 1985 was the year Suzuki would change the ATV world yet again, with its first racing-style ATV. The high-performance LT250R Quad Racer. It had a much more powerful two-stroke engine and a greater suspension travel. And a year later, Honda would come out with its own version of racing quad called the TRX 250R 4-tracks. Kawasaki was right behind them with their TKATE 4 250. But in 1986, the ATV world would have yet another revolution that would pave the way for the ATVs we are familiar with today. Honda brought out the first four-wheel drive ATV called the 4-Trax 350 4x4. They apparently unveiled this thing by descending it from a helicopter with all four wheels turning under its own power. The 4-Trax 350 4x4 would eventually become the most popular and the most versatile ATV in history. 1987 was the year that Yamaha took the racing world to an unprecedented level with their Banshee 350. They decided to use an engine out of their RD350LC motorcycle. So this beast was a twin-cylinder, liquid-cooled, two-cycle engine. This bike would eventually become king of the sand dunes and the drag strips. But 1987 was also the end of an era. 17 years after it originally began, the major manufacturers signed a preliminary consent decree to stop production and sales of new three-wheelers. A ban was put on the design of these three-wheelers for 10 years due to their safety concerns. But by then, the manufacturers were leaning towards four-wheelers anyway, so this decree didn't matter all that much. So 2005 was around the year that we started to see manufacturers producing side-by-sides, or UTVs. Due to their stability and ultimate traction, they are quickly growing to be extremely popular. If you don't know what these things are, it's another ATV, but you are sitting side-by-side. You've actually got a roof and a steering wheel. It's basically a golf cart on steroids, but these things are incredible for their agility and ability, and sometimes outdo ATV bikes. So that about wraps up this episode on ATV history. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. I hope this was somewhat enjoyable and educational for you. I haven't quite figured out the topic of my next episode yet, but we will see you very soon, and thank you so much again for checking it out. Take care.